Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And there is a fascinating dilemma that we as Americans and the Biden administration are going to have to deal with Afghanistan. And let me tell you what it is. The Taliban are not a legitimate government. They're a terror government. It's as if ISIS finally took over Syria, or it's as if Al-Qaeda took over a country, or any of those African Islamic terror groups going down to Islamize Africa got hold of a government. But what does that mean? Biden has frozen $9.4 billion in Afghan reserves, depriving the Taliban of cash. $9.4 billion. That was deposited in New York banks by the Afghan government. Now the Taliban has overrun the country and is killing people who serve the Afghan government. So Biden froze it. He didn't take it. He just froze it, still there collecting interest. He's also going to suspend the $3 billion a year that we gave the Afghan military, $3 billion. 15% of their gross domestic product we gave them. There's an executive order after 9/11 that gives the legal authority to do that. Taliban were the ones that harbored Osama bin Laden. So the Bush administration put in an executive order freezing their assets. And they were unfrozen when the Afghan government got back in control, but that order still applies and Biden can simply issue it again anyway. 80% of Afghanistan's budget is donated by the U.S. or other international donors, other wealthy nations. And I'll tell you what, something like 50% of their population requires humanitarian aid in 2020. In 2020, 50% of their population required humanitarian aid. Now, what do we do? The Taliban have already seized $500 million in aid, food, and other things that was supposed to go to people, and they're just taking it and hoarding it. We saw some of this in Africa and Somalia. Remember that book, Black Hawk Down? And we were going in trying to give food to people and were attacked by warlords in Somalia at the time. And there are these tribal warlords of different ethnicities. There are sub-ethnicities in these countries. So what do? You can deprive the Taliban of cash. You can keep their assets frozen. I should say the Afghan government's assets frozen. It's a question of what government we recognize. And there's one way you can do it is militarily. Send in your military and say, this is the one we recognize, the one we're supporting. But another way to do it is simply suck the oxygen, i.e. the cash, out of their society. This is not a large amount by Western standards, certainly not by U.S. standards. But when it's $9.4 billion, that would be stolen by the Taliban, by the way. The previous guy, Ashraf Ghani, left in a helicopter with a helicopter full of cash and gold. That's the way they do things. And these would be even worse. So do we turn over $9.4 billion when it's not going to be used for the Afghan population, but stolen by a terror group? I don't think we do. Do we turn over $3 billion a year to them that have been designated for the Afghan military? Absolutely not. You're just funding the Taliban military. But it's 15% of their gross domestic product. Okay, well, so be it. We don't want them there. We do not want a hardcore Islamic state. 80% of Afghanistan's budget donated by the U.S. or other international donors. Some international donors will still contribute. And 50% of their population requires humanitarian assistance. My feeling is this: if we can ensure without risk to American lives that food shipments, medicine, all of this actually goes to people, we should continue it. These are human beings. They're good people. Not their fault. But if it's going to be like Somalia with the warlords, and if it's going to be stolen by the Taliban or handed out selectively to people who support them and not other people, then quite frankly, we should not be giving money to the Taliban. I don't think that's very difficult to comprehend. One of the other external effects of this, of the takeover by the Taliban, is in an odd way to destabilize Russia and China and Iran. Why do I say that? The Taliban are extremes of Sunni Muslims. They're guided by jihad and Sharia, and the cultural imperative of jihad is forcibly convert or exterminate host populations and any other neighboring populations. Russia is a neighboring population, not directly, but Tajikistan had been part of the Soviet Union. That is a direct neighbor. And it's a different ethnicity and a different religion. They're apostates in the eyes of the Taliban. China has a border with Afghanistan, about 45 miles. They are different ethnicity, and they're communists, so they say they have no religion, but it's a very strong Buddhist and Confucian religion. That is their cultural background. And Iran has a border, and Iran are Shiites. The Taliban murder Shiites because they're Sunnis. They murder Christians. They murder Hazaras. They murder ethnic groups that are not theirs, and they murder religions that are not theirs, and they designate religions that are not theirs as apostates. So you have some very nervous neighbors. Various Chinese people have been murdered in Afghanistan. There's a delegation, a business delegation went in, several of them were murdered. Sadly, a number of Chinese women went in, you know, when the Afghan government was still in control, they thought, and they opened up, I think, a beauty parlor that was also a massage parlor, and they were immediately beaten and captured, and no one's heard of them anymore. The Shiites of Iran are seen as apostates by the Taliban. The Taliban are allied with Al-Qaeda, which is also a Sunni Muslim group. That's why Osama bin Laden hid out there for a long time, until Pakistan took him in. So what do you do with all that? Let's start with money. I think you do what you can to provide food, provide medicine, and provide humanitarian aid to the people. But if the Taliban don't let that through, we spent 20 years with our military trying to run things and correct things and buttress the Afghan government. It didn't work. I do not think that we should give them that money to be stolen by the Taliban. And what do we do with their border with Tajikistan, which feeds into into Russia eventually, with China and with Iran? That is an opportunity. They're all going to try to say they're going to cooperate with the Taliban. The Russians finally got fed up in the late 70s and invaded Afghanistan. We then pulled out of the 1980 Olympics in protest and funded the Mujahideen, the predecessors to the Taliban. And this time around, Russia may try to do that again. China, at some point, China locks up its Uyghurs. Its Uyghurs are Sunni Muslims of Turkic descent. They're not Han Chinese, and they're not Buddhists. There are Uyghurs in Afghanistan who are Sunni Muslims, and they're members of the Taliban. They may scratch their heads one day and say, hey, I hear people screaming across the border, my fellow Uyghurs, maybe we should do something about that. So China's very nervous, trying to worm their way out of it through Belt and Road funding. And Iran, Shiite country, the only major Shiite country in the world, 90% of the Muslims in the world are Sunnis, 10% Shiites, many of them in Iran. The ones that are in Afghanistan are routinely killed by the Taliban. So are Christians. This is a sad, sick, corrupt outfit. And putting aside who did what, who could have done what, it really goes back. Donald Trump reduced our troops from 15,000 to 2,500 precipitously, recognized the Taliban, appeared with them, cut out the Afghan government, tried to do a quick, cheap peace treaty, quote, negotiated with them, end quote. They laughed at him, picked their teeth with bowie knives. And that's what he left Biden, the mess that he left Biden. That said, Biden was elected to cure his mess. And Biden should have done this evacuation a lot different. It wasn't his mess, it was Trump's. He was elected to cure Trump's mess. Going to a break, lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.